Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
All right, so I thought what we would do today is we'll go over the process of selling your home on your own. So I'll take you through all the different steps, and there's really 8 steps in that process. And then we'll go through the disclosure document that you sent me,
Okay.
and we'll go through each of those items, and then we'll talk about hiring the appraiser, and then we'll talk about your next steps as far as getting the house ready to sell.
All right.
And then that's going to keep you busy over the next about 2 weeks. And then we'll move on to the next step once the house is ready. All right, so let's start off with the process of selling your home on your own. So the first thing you want to do is you want to hire the attorney. So we talked to Stuart. You know, he's on board. You got your documents. Have you had any conversations with him after our last call?
No.
Okay, you just stopped by and picked up the
Yep.
disclosure paperwork. All right. So now our next step is going to be to price a house or sell. Like I had mentioned, you know, I went through Zillow. 48's definitely the low end. The 75 is probably near the higher end of the house. And then I'm going to go through, I pulled up Realtor and there were some others on there that I have that weren't on Zillow. So I'm going to go into Realtor and grab those and continue my pricing analysis. But I think the best bet's going to be going with the appraisal because that's going to give us a lot of negotiating power whenever, and also marketing power. So we can, you know, market the house at or just below the appraised value, and that's going to be pretty significant to buyers. It's something that other people aren't doing, especially in your town.
All right.
The third step is to get the house ready. So this is both inside and outside. You've talked that Don was coming over and mowing, and so you want to make sure you keep up the mowing. On the outside, clean up the yard. The yard's, if I remember correctly, you know, the yard's pretty cleaned up at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then moving inside. And so you still have a couple of the outbuildings, right? That are pretty empty.
No, I got rid of them all.
Okay, you got rid of the wooden sheds.
Yeah, the only thing that's left is the garage, barn, and the smokehouse.
Okay. So what we can do when getting the house ready on the inside is basically part of that is going to be you're going to start your packing process. So taking some things that you don't use anymore, packing those away, and we can store them in the barn. And then you keep the house clean, so we're not going to have to do, you know, major cleanings or anything like that. And then after that point, we're going to be ready to list the house. So we're going to write up the listing, which is going to be very simple. The words are not going to sell the house. It's going to be the pictures that are going to sell the house. So we're going to take lots of pictures, and we're also going to use those pictures to help you get the word out in town as far as the house being for sale. And so I have some strategic ways that we'll be able to do that.
All right.
On Facebook, how many friends would you say that you have? Do you know roughly?
No.
Are most of them people in town or out of town?
In town.
Okay, that's good because those are going to be the people that we want to target. And then we'll talk about marketing the house, so how to get the word out there. So, you know, you're doing a lot of it by talking to people. So continue to talk to people, tell them that you're selling the house because, you know, that's already generated one showing. So let's keep that going. And then we'll talk about how you show the house. You've already done it once. It's going to be very similar. And so there'll be a small difference between doing it that way and doing it with a realtor.
I'm not going to get a realtor, am I?
No, we're not getting a realtor, but if somebody else wants to come look at your house
Okay.
for sale that has a realtor, then you won't be there. Their realtor will walk them through the house.
Okay.
We'll talk about the negotiation process and accepting the offer and what needs to be done there, and then closing on the house, which from the selling standpoint, you know, once you have the offer accepted, you're gonna provide that offer to the attorney. He's gonna write up the sales contract. The buyer will sign it and provide a deposit. Once they provide the deposit back to him and the signed contract, then you have a contract on your house and your job is pretty much done. You'll need to let people in for things like they'll probably do a home inspection, so you'll need to let the home inspector in. There'll be surveyors there that come and survey the property and things like that.
All right.
Any questions on the process?
No.
Does it seem overwhelming?
No.
Okay. The good thing about all this is, of all these things that we've talked about, anybody selling their house would be doing most of those things, about 85% of them, like I had told you. All right, are you ready to go through the disclosure paperwork?
Yeah, a year ago it would have been overwhelming with everything still left here.
I agree. I mean, I'm glad we came up, and that was a lot of fun when we came up and all worked together to clean up everything.
Yeah, it was.
I
Yeah,
do what?
that was a fun time.
I don't know if I told you this before, but it's, you know, it was interesting because for the most part, nobody's spouse was there. I mean, you know, granted, Chris was there in town locally, but like of all the other times when we've gotten together, I've always noticed like how different I am than from everybody else. But during that trip, it was like extremely apparent to me how similar I am to everybody else. Does that make sense?
It always is different when your spouse is with you. I don't care where you go on vacation or what you do. If your spouse is there, it's just different.
Right.
It's just like waiting. That's why I like to used to get love to go away to Michigan by myself because I didn't have to worry about him 24 hours a day.
Right.
And when he was there with me, I always had to worry about him, you know, and like when Aunt Jenny and I go shopping, you know, is he going to have food to eat there and blah, blah, you know. It's just different. Anyway.
Yeah, as a spouse, you never feel as comfortable in your spouse's family's house.
Correct.
I still feel uncomfortable in my in-law's house.
Do you?
All right, so I have the disclosure up in front of me.
Okay, before we start. Look at the end of number 23. Are you on that page?
Yes.
All right, read the second note. Read it out loud.
These disclosures are intended to reflect the current condition of the premises and do not include previous problems, if any, that the seller reasonably believes have been corrected.
Okay. I just want you to keep that in your mind.
So here's the way. That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up, Mom. So in my last house, you know, I filled out the disclosure paperwork. And I over-disclosed. And one of the reasons that I did that is because I found that if you're trying to sell something to someone and you tell them everything's perfect, they're going to look for just the little slightest thing wrong and use that as an example of like to think that this person's lying to me, I can't trust them. But if you disclose things that are legitimately wrong with the property and point those out, that's going to make them relax. And it's going to make them trust you more. In fact, do you remember the Kia commercials where they would do like buy one Kia, get one free? The car commercials?
No.
Kia, the car company, ran a set of commercials to buy one Kia and you get one free. So buy one car, get one free. You know, this sounds like an awesome deal. It actually was not really that great of a deal because Kia really discounts their cars. And what they did with that is they used that to point for their salespeople. Whenever someone comes in, the salespeople would point out how bad of a deal that was. And because that salesperson told them, hey, you know, this is not really that great of a deal, that person trusted that salesperson a lot more and they sold a lot more cars. You know, as we're talking through these items, we'll talk about each one of them. And, you know, for example, the roof. We just got the roof fixed. You want to point that out because that's, you know, if you just had half the roof redone, for me as a buyer, I'm thinking, okay, if I have a problem with the roof, I only have to pay for the other half to get fixed. I don't have to pay for a half. So I'm halfway there on the roof. Does that make sense?
I guess.
So let's go through it. I mean, ultimately, it's, you know, I think we're going to agree on 99% of these things. If you and I disagree on anything, what we'll do is we'll call up Stuart and get his opinion. Because the point of the disclosure is to keep people from suing you down the road.
Okay, well, I started filling it out. I put yes on number one.
Okay, yeah. So seller has occupied the property within the last 12 months, yes.
Go to the next one.
I'm aware of flooding or reoccurring leakage problems in the crawl space or basement. That would be a no, unless something's come up over the last 10 to 15 years.
But no? Okay.
Okay. Is there any leaking underneath the house?
No, every time somebody goes in there, they tell me how dry it is.
Yep, and the home inspector will note that as well. All right, I'm aware the property is located in a floodplain or they currently have flood hazard insurance on the property. I don't think that's the case for you, is it?
I'm not sure if we have flood hazard or not.
It's a separate policy, so you would know that you're paying your homeowner's insurance plus the flood insurance, if you were.
I'll put no.
Okay. I'm aware of material defects in the basement or foundation.
No.
Okay. I'm aware of any leaks or material defects in the roof, ceilings, or chimney. So in this case, I would put yeah. I would recommend putting yes and put the back porch leaked and you had it fixed on And so down in the explanation, we'll put the back porch leaked. You had the half the roof redone to fix that leak on X date, which was just this last week. And there's been no leaking since then.
Okay.
Because that's what a person wants to see when they're buying a house. They want to buy a house from a homeowner who they know have maintained the house well. And part of that maintenance is whenever something happens to the house, then the homeowner fixes it.
All right.
All right. I'm aware of material defects in the walls or floors.
No.
Are there floors that you know to be unlevel or sagging?
No.
Okay. The reason I ask is because it's an old house. I'm aware of material defects in the electrical system.
No, it just was rewired in 2000.
Okay. So what we'll do is we'll put no on there, and we want to notate the rewiring in the notes.
All right.
Again, that's a selling point of the house. If I'm buying, going in and buying an old house, and one of the things I'm going to be thinking about is, oh man, am I going to have to rewire this place? And if I know that it was rewired within 15 years, that's great. I mean, because that I know then I'm not going to have to rewire it.
Right.
I'm aware of material defects in the plumbing system.
No.
Water heater, sub pump.
No, I just replaced the hot water heater last winter.
Right, so I would put no there, and I would recommend noting that you replaced the hot water heater last winter in the notes.
All right.
I'm aware of material defects in the well or equipment. Put NA, because you don't have a well, correct?
Correct.
Aware of unsafe conditions in the drinking water?
No.
Aware of material defects in heating, air conditioning, or ventilation systems?
No, that was all replaced.
Okay. So again, let's put no and then say that was replaced in 2000.
Okay.
I'm aware of material defects in the fireplace or wood-burning stove. Not applicable.
Okay.
I'm aware of material defects in the septic, sanitary sewer, or other disposal systems. No.
Okay.
Aware of unsafe condition or concentrations of radon on the premises.
Nope.
Aware of unsafe concentrations of unsafe conditions relating to asbestos. Do you know if there's any asbestos in the house?
No idea.
Okay. So I would put no.
Okay.
I'm aware of unsafe concentrations or unsafe conditions relating to lead paint, lead water pipes, lead plumbing pipes, or lead in the soil. I think no. I'm aware of mine substance, underground pits, settlement sliding, upheaval, other earth, stability defects on the premises. Now, there was an underground mine close by, correct?
All of Pinckneyville is undermined.
Okay. I would recommend putting no on there and then putting in the notes that you're aware that there were underground mines in the areas, but you're not aware of any going underneath the property.
Okay. We carry mine subsiding.
Okay. So then I would notate that in the...
Okay. Put no.
Yeah, I would put no, and then I would put that in the comments that you carry. You know, these can all be typed up and attached to it. It doesn't have to be handwritten in that small area.
I can print them all.
Okay. All right. Any current infestations of termites or other wood-boring insects?
No.
Do you have a termite bond on the house?
We had it termited for like 15 years in a row.
Is that current still?
I stopped it after he died.
Okay. I'm aware of underground fuel storage tanks on the property.
So put no in number 18?
Correct, because even though you stopped it, you haven't seen any termite damage or anything like that.
Right.
Okay. There's no underground storage tanks on the property, correct?
Not that I know of.
All right. I'm sure Charlie didn't put anything out there. I'm aware of boundary or lot line disputes.
No.
Did you guys change the lot line in the back?
Well, we did a couple years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, but they would have it on record.
So, yeah. That should come up on the survey, so you just want to make sure whenever the surveyor is there, if you're there as well, you mention that to them. All right. I have received notice of violation of local, state, or federal laws regarding to or relating this property, which violation has not been corrected, so that's a no.
Okay.
Are you running a meth lab on the property?
No.
Okay. So you put no there. So the good thing here is you have, so once you fill all this out, you're going to sign and date this, and then you're going to go ahead and make copies of it. And these copies will be delivered to each person that looks at the house.
Okay, so after I fill in the back here on these that we talked about, I'll make a copy.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, seller signature. Sign, put that in there.
Yeah, so you would go ahead and put that in there.
Okay, today's date?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, and then there's also disclosure of information on radon hazards, if we want to jump down to that.
Do what?
Let's jump to the page, the disclosure of information on radon hazards.
Okay.
Okay, this is radon hazards. Every buyer of any interest in residential rural property is notified that the property may present exposure to dangerous levels of indoor radon gas that may place the occupants at risk. Emergency management system strongly recommends all home buyers have an indoor radon test performed. Initial each of the following that applies. So there's no elevated radon concentrations. Seller has provided purchaser with all available records and reports relating to any. Have you ever had any radon issues in the past?
No.
Okay. So A, would you would leave blank. B, you would leave blank. Seller either has no knowledge of elevated radon concentration in the dwelling or prior elevated radon concentrations have been mitigated or remediated. So that you would initial that one. You would initial C.
Number C? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then seller has no records or reports pertaining to elevated radon concentrations within the dwelling. So you would initial that one.
Okay.
And you would leave the next two blank.
Okay.
Because that's for the purchaser. All right. And then you go ahead and sign that and date it.
We're so seller?
Yes.
And today's date. Okay.
All right. Next is going to be the lead disclosure.
It's going to be the what?
The lead disclosure.
Okay.
Lead-based paint disclosure.
Yeah. Lead. Okay.
All right. So there are known... Okay, so A is asking you if there's presence of lead-based paint and or lead-based paint hazards. And number I, or number one there, is known lead-based paint, so there are none, so you'd leave that one. And then number two there, a seller has no knowledge of lead-based paint. So that's, you would check that one there.
Seller has no knowledge of lead-based paint?
Correct.
Check that one, okay.
Okay. B, records or reports available to the seller? I don't think you have any records or reports, do you?
No.
Okay. So you do the second one there again.
Seller has no reports pertaining. Okay.
Correct.
All right.
And then the rest is for the purchaser or their agent. So then you go ahead and sign the seller, the signature of the seller, and today's date.
Okay.
So that's it for the disclosure. So make sure that you go through and you write up each of the items that we had talked about in the notes. And again, it's better... I believe it's better to over-disclose and under-disclose. So if you think of anything afterwards, go ahead and add that in as well.
All right, one, two. So I should have four papers here, right?
I have six.
Well, yeah. Well,
but that's,
I had six, but I sent a couple I didn't need to, I guess.
Right, and that, yeah, so you should have four that you have writing on, but you want to, whenever you give this to the buyer and make the copies of everything, you want to include all the papers that the attorney gave you.
All of them.
Yes, because even though you didn't need to write on some of that, it tells you, it gives disclosures to the buyer.
Well, it just says Residential Real Property Disclosure Act.
Correct.
So there's five sheets that I have to copy.
Two of the disclosures that we filled out, and then the signature page thereafter, so that's three. And then the Residential Real Property Disclosure Act is four. And then the radon gas is five, and lead-based paint is six.
Well, I've only got five here.
All right, so which one are you? Are you missing the – so which ones do you have?
That's the three one away. I've got the ones with the little check boxes in.
Okay, so you should have two of those pages.
I've got two of those.
Okay.
And
then you should have a signature page.
I got a front and back residential real property disclosure report. I've got one of those.
Okay.
Front and back.
Okay.
Oh, that's where you got it because she copied it.
Right.
Okay. So I have the front and back of it.
Yes. All right.
Okay. Then I have four. I got five altogether.
Perfect.
All right.
So we talk. You want to talk about hiring the appraiser next?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to Google certified appraiser. And I'm going to go to the American Society of Appraisers. And I should be able to... I'm going to go to find an appraiser on there. All right, so who's the appraiser that you were thinking about?
I don't know her name. Some lady. It's Don's daughter's friend.
Okay. So I'm going to do a search by zip code then.
Okay. I'm assuming it's Washington County where his daughter lives.
Okay, so I'll change. I did 25 miles, so that should be good. All right, so that's bringing that up.
I saw your Prudent Seller ad on my Facebook page.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was on the side column.
Okay.
Said, sell your parents' house, and I said, oh, look at that. Look, that's a Jakester, and then I saw it's Prudent Seller. That is Jake.
Well, good. I'm glad my ads are getting out there. All right. Nothing came back, so let me do another quick search. Have you been to my website lately?
Yes.
Okay. So that's why it popped up.
That's why it popped up. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, nothing's coming back. So yeah, if you can find out her name, we'll do a little bit of research to see if she has any accreditations, and then we may also ask the attorney for a reference as well.
Oh, okay.
Because I just don't want to put you in the position where someone says, oh, this appraisal was done by someone who wasn't accredited or something
sure,
like that.
Yeah, I want to make sure it's a certified appraiser.
Okay. So let's talk about getting the house ready for sale. You want to have, overall, kind of as little stuff in the house as possible.
I know that. It's pretty plain right now, Jake.
No, I know. You keep things sparse, so that's going to help. Why don't we go ahead and start by having you take pictures of each room and send those to me via Facebook or text.
Okay.
And I'll take a look at them, and we can get on another phone call maybe and go through each of the pictures, and I can make suggestions.
How do I send you a private picture on Facebook?
Do you know how to save the pictures to your computer?
From my phone, yeah. From my camera, yeah.
Well, on your phone, right. So on your phone, one, you could probably just, you have the Facebook app on your phone, right?
Right.
So you can do it,
I know how to send a picture to somebody privately.
Right.
Can I do that way? Instead of
yeah, that's kit? Exactly, okay. Yes.
Okay, because I don't want everybody to see them on Facebook.
No. So what we're going to do with what we're going to do when getting the house ready is we need to take pictures to put in the listing for the house.
Yeah.
And one of the things we're going to do to start getting people kind of helping you to sell the house is we're going to post two pictures, and we'll do this every couple days apart. We'll post two pictures of the same room, probably from different angles, and have people vote on which picture they should use. And so, for example, take the living room. You may take one from the kitchen doorway and one from the bedroom doorway.
Okay.
And then we'll post those two pictures, and you'll ask people, which one should I use in my listing? And then that way it's going to continually remind people that you're selling your house. And then every time the more that they interact with you on Facebook, the more that they're going to see your information come up in their news feed. So whenever you put out reminders and things like that you're selling your house on Facebook, they're going to be more likely to see them.
Okay. I know we're just out on Facebook. I did tell you that. Walked into TJ's, and they asked me when I was going to jump out of that plane.
Yeah.
And then one of Don's friends, I walked in somewhere, and he said, I saw him at that UMWA meeting dinner. He said, let me ask you something. He said, when are you going to jump out of that plane? He said, I want to take out life insurance on you. I said, too late. My son already did. Yeah, the word gets out, that's for sure.
Yes. And it's, you know, it's very powerful. So the next call that we'll do, so we'll get the pictures to me, and then we'll see how much work you need to do to get the house ready. And then the next call that we're going to do is we're going to put together the listing for the house and post it on Zillow.
Okay, so the next step, you want me to find out this girl's name?
Yes, so find out the girl's name for the appraiser. And it probably wouldn't hurt to call up Stuart and ask him if he has anybody he recommends as well.
Yeah, all right.
That way you start out. Just go ahead and get her name first, get a couple recommendations from him, and then ask him if he knows her, if she's not one of the people.
Oh, okay. All right, I will.
Okay, and then send me the pictures, and then we'll set up the next call, likely for next Saturday, and we'll get going.
All right. You love you, hon.
Right. Love you, too. Thanks, Mom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.